for a start, I care less whether the Lord heals my body or not. But I do want to stay able to preach every once in a while.
Bless the Lord.
I know my wife gets tired of hearing, but God's good to us.
Amen.
And we are in a pitiful, pitiful mess. I thought about several years ago, the health ain't had a whole lot to do with it, but several years ago, I don't know really how long it's been, 10, 12 years, whatever it was, one of my wife's sister-in-laws died, and they had Sister Joyce Myers with a bullfighting breeches on to go by the house and read her in. And she got up and spoke over me wanting to puke the whole time. But when she got through, there was some old gentleman sitting in a wheelchair over here. He was old. He was crippled. He just sat there and never opened his mouth till she got through. Then he rolled his wheelchair right up along about here. And he had a King James Bible. I could tell by what he said. I almost got to shouting at that funeral. And you talking about a man preaching. Sister Joyce Myers had to get back off in the corner. He preached hell hot and people unrepented was going there. He didn't cut them no mercy whatsoever. I'll never forget that as long as I live. I say, well, I don't want to grumble about what I'm shape I'm in. That poor man in a wheelchair and still preach just like a 16-year-old boy. And he done some as good a preaching as I have ever put an ear to. And we are getting down, way down in the end of time. Me and Oscar was talking about it, I guess, right now. Seth, you're thankful. Start, I'm going to read one book, one verse out of Matthew. Then one out of Luke, and then we're going to go over to Ephesians and try to encourage your heart a little bit tonight if I can. But me and Oscar was talking about a church. Well, I won't be here in a bit to tell you. First Methodist Church in Center Alabama. They had a big to-do over there. Had Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, and a Jerry Lee Lewis. And they charged you $15 at the door to get in the church house to see it. Probably the reason why I ain't got no better help me. I probably sometimes would wade into a mess like that. Might not get in the church, but I could at least stand up on the sidewalk to lock me up and tell them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of y'all probably picked it up in the Fort Payne paper yesterday. If you didn't, if you can get a hold of Fort Payne paper, look at it. There's a church down here in Fort Payne. Family Worship Center, I'll put it just like it is. Now, I'm getting angry at what's going on.
Come on,
guys. But they're fixing to open a curb market-like thing down there at the church. I told my wife, I said, first I know selling anything is not wrong. But keep the church out of it.
Amen.
Right. Come on.
It got my blood pressure up to where I'm telling you what, my baby ears don't begin to feel better since the blood pressure gets up. But I'm telling you what, folks, we are getting in pitiful, pitiful, pitiful shape.
Yes.
And Friday evening, Brother Oscar phoned me, and the preacher that I've been acquainted with for about ever since I got saved. I'm one day older than he is. And he was there, and he just been in the hospital. And he's in pretty bad shape. And Cody brought him up, and Cody's brother come with him. But you know, just about every church in Gadsden, Alabama now, they've either got a sheriff's deputy sitting in there every time they have service, or they have got a policeman sitting in there. Russell Shanefelt is a deputy at the sheriff's office. He works every other weekend. He's off, and he spends them 2 days in churches in there with a gun, a guarding church. Now, you think we ain't getting in pitiful shape?
Amen.
And all we're worried about today seems like the time we're in is a pig skin or some other kind of junk. Amen. We better begin to worry about these little young ones up here singing while so they need to be taught by some things of God, taught about the ways of God. Amen. The judgment days are coming. Amen. I told my wife the other day, I got Starfire fired up. I said, this Bible tells us plain. It tells the parents how to raise the children. Thank God. And he said, to start out, we were just pull my coat off. Amen. He said, you start out at be times real early. Amen. Tearing their hide up. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Somebody says, I'm not going to tell my kid. I'm going to let the Lord show them. You know what they've done? They've done backslid on God. God hung that on us mamas and daddies. He said, for you, how to train them up in the way they should go. When they get old, how they will not depart from it. Mom and daddy is going to stand before God and give an account for what God said that they didn't do.
Yes, sir.
That wasn't the way I started. God help us. Folks, we're in pitiful shape.
Yes, we are.
I mean, we are in pitiful shape. Amen. God help us when it gets to where you got to have somebody sitting in the house of God with a gun. Let me put this in. I'm getting pretty stupid in my older days. Amen. When Amanda and her boyfriend went to get married last Saturday night. Amen. Steve Shanefelt. Amen. And he and Daddy performed the wedding. And I called both of them. I'm back there just they come in the church door. And I give them a charge. I said, I'm going to tell you men something. When you take them two children up there and you marry it, I said, you've tied in a type of knot that can't be untied. I said, do y'all hear me? Hallelujah. I told the preacher before he tied the knot, tied the way. It can't be undone. This is a death. I tell you, you part a thing that you're stepping into.
Yes, sir.
Maybe y'all not ask me. Hey, man, it's been backing up in me. Hey, man. I think they've done a pretty good job, too. Hallelujah. I need phone both of them to tell them. I appreciate it. I mean, they stuck with it. Thanks be unto God. Matthew chapter number 11. I want to read one verse. Thank God. And it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence taketh it by force. Amen. Stop right there just for a minute. Thanks be unto God. When John the Baptist comes and begin to preach and people begin to turn to God and repent, be baptized, thank God to wash away the sins, what the Bible said. Amen. I'm not a Church of Christ either. Hallelujah. I'm a King James one. Hallelujah. But here, the devil begin out to war with everything he had. Amen. To stop out the doors of the kingdom of God. But he just couldn't do it. Hallelujah. Even took the head of John the Baptist off. Thank God for preaching what I preached last Saturday night before the wedding. Amen. I'm not afraid to preach what the book says. Thank be unto God. Further I get, amen, the less I give a care. I'm just about ready to get out of here. Amen, the quicker the better. Amen, they stuff our violence. Thank God they chopped down the Baptist's head off. I didn't like it. It just violence started again the people, again the kingdom of God. Now let's go over. Amen, into St. Luke chapter number 16. And the law, verse number 16, and the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man just falls into it. I don't think it reads that way. Every man presses his way into it. Don't that knock this easy believism stuff that Sister Joyce Meyer got my wife's sister-in-law in? Amen. But thank be unto God, this is a pressing way. I'm Barbara Jean. I was there whenever you got saved. I don't know how long you stayed under conviction. But I do know before you got through, you've done some pressing. I could get that. Ain't no one said here. Thank be unto God. Hallelujah. I press. Thank God for a week. Real hard. Sunday morning my wife got saved. I should come back to the house. On Sunday night. We laid down in the bed. She hadn't said a word. She looked over. Punched me with the elbow. And said, I got saved today. I thought went across my mind. Ain't enough room in this house for three. Hallelujah. But from that minute on, you know what I've done? I pressed. Thank God I pressed. A solid. For a week. It's time to get myself humble enough. I'll try to enter in unto the kingdom of God. You know what one of these modern folks that have come along and tried to take me down the Roman road, I'd have had something else to repent of. Whooping them. Hey man, I wasn't nothing but a drunkard. Hey man, one of the sourest things that ever walked on the face of this mountain. I bless your heart, but I did have sense enough to know if you got into the kingdom of God, you was going to get under conviction. You was going to pray. You was going to repent. You was going to turn. You was going to cut out your meanness. I had sense enough to know that. There wasn't nobody could read you in. It took a prayer. Ain't God, if you ever get in, I'm going to tell you something else. It's a pressing way after you get in.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're pulling out of breath. Hey, too much of this easy believism being preached. Just coming up here tonight, I had to do some pressing. I told my wife, I said, I don't feel very bit like going. Thanks be unto God, but I'd rather I'd be whooped like a yard dog than to lay out. Hey man, I forced myself. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a force. How to reach up and pick up that remote control and cut that stupid television off and pick up the King James Bible and begin to read that's a passion way. James, you ought not to get over there. I bless your heart. That's a pressing way. Everything you do of the forces of hell is again you.
Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I won't get out of the door tonight till he'll start on me. Before I get home, he'll be sitting in a car with his arm around my neck. Lay down the knife, he'll go there. Amen.
Yes.
I don't know what I ever told you here or not. How did it happen right here several years back? I remember getting up here one night of preaching on devils. Amen. I went home. I didn't always go to bed before my wife does. Amen. I laid down in the bed and I felt the bed move. I thought my wife had come in there and went to bed. I reached over first. She wasn't over there. Whoa. Thank God I know then what it was. It was a devil a come a pressing. You know how I got set of him? I got up, got me a CD. Thank God about the blood. Thank God put it on and played it. And he said, devil, you hear that? That's what give me the break. I was the blood. Went back to bed. Went off to sleep. Just like a baby. He'll press you. Ain't God you say, I can't sleep. Ain't God taking that. Out of Calvary again.
Yeah.
Turn to Ephesians chapter number 6. I preached that one night down one Sunday. I mean, one day down at camp meeting at Bruntsville and told that story about that devil coming and going to bed with me. And when we stopped to dinner and eat, there's a man come up to me and put his arm around my neck. He said, I'm so glad you preached that. He said, I've had that same thing happen to me. And he said, I wouldn't say nothing, afraid people think I'm crazy. Thank God, I ain't a bit afraid of it. Amen, the devil will go to bed with you. If you'll give him room. Amen. You better get ready. I'll plead the blood. Thank God, to that no good. The devil. That's what he comes for. To kill. To steal. And to destroy. He didn't come here. I'll just entertain you. He come here. I'll rob you.
Yes, sir.
Of everything. Of the job. I will give you.
Amen. Yep. Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody open the door. I believe I can have a running bed. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Amen. We're going too soft on that devil. Amen. You devil, if you're in here, thank God you just let me see where you at. Hallelujah. I'll sit down in your lap like Brother Neil Bridges. Amen.
Come on,
my Brother Neil Bridges preaching one time. I said he had a man in the church. Every time he'd get up to preach, so that fella would sit on the front bank. And yet stick his tongue out at him. He said one day, he said, I've got all of them. And said, God said, you go back there and sit down this lap. And God Neil said, he walked back there and sat down in his lap. I put his arm around his neck and said, brother, I love you. I will stick your tongue out all you want to. I'm just going to preach. He said, you know how many times that man ever stuck his tongue out after that? He said, another time. Thank God, you devil. You let me see your hand.
Yeah.
I'll get your lap. Amen. I'll preach the blood. I'll play
Get to my scripture sometimes playing down in daylight. Brother Ralph Lair said it started one time after the church to pray. And said he got near to the church and said he felt something move in the car. And said he pulled up in front of the church and said he got out, walked around the other side of the car, opened the door, and said, "Get out, devil." Amen. Said, "You're here every time I'm here, anyhow. Come on, get out." And so he shut the door back, went up and unlocked the church house door. Amen. Stood back and hooked. "Come on in, devil." I said, "You're here every time I am, anyhow. Just come on in." And God said, he shut the door back, turned around, said, "Devil, come on, let's go to the altar now." And God said, "I ain't never seen you down there." Hallelujah. So that night, the Holy Ghost fell for you in that church. Hey, what do you mean? Somebody said you need to have a talk with God. It will hurt every once in a while. I don't have a talk with the devil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Has been wondering if they ever yet.
Let him know you can't do nothing with him. But I got a big brother, Ken.
Yes, sir.
I got a big brother. He's going to send one angel. Bind him and hand and foot and throw him in the bottomless pit. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Thanks be unto God. I got to get this right here to help us. Amen. We need some help in the day we're in. Amen. Walking around, sucking our thumb, and saying Oscar preached a good message, or David preached a good message. I go back out and live like hell itself. You ain't never going to get nowhere that way. Thank God when it's preached, live it, and God will help you.
He will.
Let's look in Ephesians chapter number 6. I'm not going to read the altar. Start down verse number 10. You read the whole thing and you get a chance before you pick up a remote control to read the first and the 9 verses. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, Paul's telling you and I exactly how to overcome the devil.
Sure.
Be strong in the Lord. Oh, the devil made me do it. The devil can't make you do nothing but pray and live right.
That's right.
Search the Scripture. Might make you sing Amazing Grace. I this morning I turned the radio and there was a woman sung that Amazing Grace. She sung it a cappella. Thank God I had just come out of that chair, just me there by myself. Hey, man! I bless your heart. What amazing grace. I will do that. Be strong! Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might inside the church house. That means everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I found out I need Him more out there, the Lord more out there,
yes, sir,
than I do in here.
Amen.
You let a little fire get built in here, He'll back up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you get out there just you and Him. Amen. Yes. Oh,
put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Don, I thought about you when I was reading that this morning. I reckon you the only one in here been in service. When you got up in the morning, they didn't dress you, did they? When you got up of a morning, they furnished the material, but you put it on. God ain't going to wrap you up like wrapping a little baby up in a rag. He's going to give you what you need. But God bless your heart. It's your job to put it on.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Hope you get something out of this. I am. I'm a preaching to me too. Amen. If I want to stand against the wiles of the devil, I just need to get stronger in the Lord.
Right.
I need to put on the whole armor of God, that I might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know what a wile is? It's a trick. And don't think but what that slew foot won't pull some tricks on you.
Sure he will.
Matter of fact, turned the radio on this morning, trying to find somebody to preach. I said, trying. Turned it across one fellow somewhere talking about drinking, smoking cigarettes and chewing tobacco. And he said they won't send you to hell. Said it just make you die quicker, send you to heaven quicker. He said that same way about drinking whiskey. My ears perked up. He said, now you can drink whiskey. A child of God can drink whiskey. Said it won't hurt you. Might send you to heaven quicker. You know what? The next thing I found was the off button. I thought, boy, I would like to be there. Amen. Thanks be unto God. I'm telling you right now. Somebody said just drink one little drink of wine. I want a little ounce of whiskey. I won't bother you. Amen. How big does a little pig have to be? That'll be a hog. Amen. A pig that ain't 3 minutes old. He's just as much hog as he'll ever be. He's just not grown. Amen. I remember the first. I drank the alcohol across these lips. I wasn't a drunkard. I was just a little while later I was. Amen. God tells us and tells us plain. Ain't God not to be messing with fermented or strong drinks? Leave it alone. I don't care if these haters in Fort Payne does. Right. Want it on Sunday or any other time. Good thing, I guess, I don't live in the city limits. I'd probably go to one of their meetings. I wouldn't be quite as easy as some of the rest of them is. Amen. It's time that people were told just like it was. That stuff right there, damnation. I tell anybody. Amen. Damnation. To anybody that'll take it. God bless your heart. We need to realize how to take on how the whole armor of God. If you don't, the devil will trick you into it.
Amen.
I took part one time. And communion and foot washing, where they use wine. You know that little bitty cup? And I just done had my mouth so I tasted what it was, and I started to spit it all over the wall. That was the last time I was in with that church at a foot washing.
Come on, guys.
God help us.
us, oh Lord.
We need you. How can people be brought in and be carried in, be drugged in by such stuff as that? Now let me pass this one by you. I read it yesterday, Chattanooga Times. Told my wife about it right after dark. She said, I read it. But this Chick-fil-A where they will not open on Sunday. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But this man put an article in there and called them a Muslim because they would not open on Sunday. God help! Amen. I wish we had some more Muslims in Fort Payne. Amen. In every other city. I bless your heart if that's what it is. I told my wife, amen. I'm getting in deep trouble. Amen. I told my wife the other day, we keep saying Ten Commandments. There ain't no such thing as Ten Commandments. Ain't but eight anymore. I remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. It's no good anymore. Ain't God thou shalt not commit adultery. That ain't no good anymore. Hallelujah. It's only eight of now, I just forget the other two. She hears a lot of preaching at the house. Sometimes it gets strong. Help us, Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen.
Now, me and Oscar ain't a fighting one another.
No.
If I ever get to preach, well, you get preaching where you don't want with you, just give me Oscar then. About every revival I've ever preached, I told them that first night I get up. I tell the pastor, I said, if I get somewhere where you don't want me to get, I said, you tell me, I'll sit down. I've got there a few times, but they never did tell me to sit down. God bless your heart. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. I ain't got a thing against nobody in this building. What I've got it again, ain't got his old slew foot at all time dragging you into things that you ain't got no business messing with.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. I don't know nobody that I've got an altar again. I know a lot of them got it again me. But you know how much stuff I take a baby after and go to sleep anyhow. Amen. If it's in this book, I'd buy a few months where I ain't be able to get out. What will I say? I'll just get more and more praying. God, give me more strength. God, give me more knowledge. Give me more. Give me more. Help me to preach that thing. Have gone barrel straight. Have got any key in it? Jerk it out. Say it all. Do anything. I'll preach the word of God. That's all. That's going to save you.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Now y'all go tell everybody. This will be on the computer. God. Happy death. And I want the whole world to know they ain't but eight commandments anymore. They ain't ten.
So, Lord.
I still say there's ten of them.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Amen.
That's just as true as it was when God carved it with His finger.
That's the Lord.
Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy is still just as true, Barbara Jean, as it was when God carved it with His finger. You know what the problem is? The devil, the wiles of the devil has got you and everybody else are saying there ain't no use. I told my wife, I said all of our forefathers back when we was a kid, I used to preach again doing stuff. How daddy wouldn't let me and Ed and him lost. We'd get us a hammer and a nail and start driving it. And daddy'd come out and he'd drive a nail. He said, boy, today Sunday, you ain't doing nothing. But you look at her now. Amen. Preach it, James. It's time we turn back out to the old landmark. Amen. I begin to follow God again. Don't everybody say amen at the same time.
Come on, James.
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you might may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now there's the word withstand. He's going to come. He's going to tempt. He's going to whisper in your ear.
Here he is.
He's going to have your neighbor to do it. He's going to have everybody in the world. And you've got to learn to withstand.
Amen. That's the Lord.
Come on.
Be like that song. I got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Hallelujah. I ain't forgot how I was raised. Amen, Barbara Jean. I ain't forgot it. Amen. I could go a long way right there on that, but amen, I'll try to leave it long. I believe y'all got enough that you don't understand what I'm talking about. Amen. This is what we call the Lord's Day. And you'll find in Genesis, thank God, where He worked 6 days. On the seventh, He rested from all His labor. He sanctified that day and set it aside for a day of rest. You find me anywhere in the Word of God where He ever changed that. Now, you know what I mean. People work at hospitals, nursing homes, things like that. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Bless the Lord.
You can't shut a hospital down. You can't shut a nursing home down. You got me. Everybody says, that's got to be. They all going to do good. But there ain't no use for me sitting in my car in a carport on Saturday evening with a flat tire waiting Sunday morning to change it.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
You just got to learn to do some withstanding. In the evil day, having done all to stand, stand. When you've done everything you can do, seem like you've reached the end of your road, and I just can't go no further. He said, you've done all you can do to stand. You know what to do? You stand. I ain't moving, devil.
Right.
I no doubt they may have told John the Baptist that. Hey, John, I can just about picture right now. I call him, hey, John, if you'll go back over and tell that king that you're sorry that you said that,
come on.
We'll make sure that you don't lose your life. I can just about picture him grinning ear to ear. You know what Jesus said? He must increase and I must decrease.
Right.
It's still unlawful for him to have his brother's wife so they put him in jail. Amen. Just stand on what God said. Just like I told them preachers Sunday night to Saturday night, I meant what I said.
Yeah.
Me a stranger. and just walk up to the board, Daddy, and tell him, I said, now when you tie that knot, you tie the tap, it don't come untied.
The Lord did.
They think, who do you think you are? Steve standing there beside him, I said, and that gets you too. Help us, Lord. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh my, if you'll get all this on you, how you can wade through where the devil is, like wading through a bar patch, with knee-high shoes on. Hallelujah. And God, the devil can't get you if you'll stay behind the blood and get the whole armor of God on. Wife, you may have to walk town in the morning. Amen. And take. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Fiery darts. That tongue. That shield of faith. Over your breastplate covers your heart. Don't you think what that tongue won't get you.
Come on, yes, sir.
It won't only get you, it'll get them too. Amen, but that's what the devil come for. But put on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen, let them fire darts just glance off and keep a going. Keep a waiting. Keep a going for Jesus. Ain't it going to be long? So we may have to do, I may have to do. I like Apostle Paul. Run to the chop block and lay my head down and say, hit it! And let's get out of here.
Amen.
Brother Milby, tell me about to 30 fellows they're fixed to put to death with a guillotine. Said they had one of them stick his head in there, said it come down a little piece and hung, didn't reach his neck, and naturally know that I had let him go free. The other one, got another one to stick his head in there, and they dropped it and went so far and stopped. Had to let him go. They got the third one in there, and just before they dropped it, they said, holy, holy, holy. He said, I see the problem right up yonder. They fixed the problem. Then off come his head. Amen. Best thing to do is just hold your peace. If you know what to hold in the guillotine off, just hold your peace. Don't say nothing. Just stay girded. Thank God with a breastplate. I've got to sit down and hush. I'm about ready. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Helmet of salvation, if it go over your head, that protects your mind. Amen. That's the first place the devil go to work on you. Is in your mind.
Yes.
Now, you don't get a word, man. Don't get a word.
Come on.
He comes through them eye gates. Get you to looking. The Bible said, whosoever looketh upon a woman lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. He'll come through them eyes. That's the reason why I believe women folk ought to wear clothes and keep themselves covered where men won't be looking. Come on now.
These are
high. Free. I better hush. Amen. God bless your heart. We've got enough problems in this world today. Amen. Without causing more. We need somebody had a fear of what they'll call somebody else to do.
Come on. Come on, James.
I believe Wednesday night was a week ago. I believe I read the scripture where he said it would be better for a millstone to be tied around a man's neck and be cast into the depths of the sea and drowned than to offend one of those little ones that believe in me. And offend means cause them to sin.
Right.
A man or a woman, either one dressed in a way to cause the other one to lust, you just as well to have a millstone tied around your neck and cast into the depths of the sea when you step before God. I better hurry.
Yeah.
I'm in enough trouble. Go open my door.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to hush. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, in the Spirit, watching thereunto, with all perseverance, supplication for all saints. I'll hush right there. Amen. I believe that's enough.